Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I want to hear if you've ever written a letter to a famous figure. This came up after me remembering it's Grant Hackett's 42nd birthday. In year four, we had to write a letter to an Olympic athlete. And thinking about it now, Mr. Offord, my teacher, he did have a son who was an Olympics hopeful. I don't think he ever actually competed. He was at like Commonwealth Games and stuff, quite a high-level gymnast. So this is something I'm guessing that was very important to Mr. Offord. Supporting our Olympians, they are heroes, they are legends. My boy's going to be one of them one day. Let's get all the kids to write a letter.
What
to
was
someone famous.
The nature of the letter? Was it in just support or just like, was it more about you?
I think it was probably more supportful. Okay. Hey, you're great. I love you this, blah, 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 blah. Me not being especially big on sport or really following the Olympics, I didn't know who to write to. I think I randomly just picked Grant Hackett. Clearly didn't have a lot of inspired feelings of my own and enough material. I think I wrote like two sentences and then went to show with the teacher to proofread it. It's like, you're going to send that to Grant Hackett? He's an Olympic athlete.
What did you say?
I probably just said, you're good at swimming. It was like two sentences. Like, that's all you're going to write?
Your teacher wasn't happy with
it. He wasn't happy. He shut me down. I don't think it ever got sent.
Oh, no. That is disappointing. I guess better that than thinking that Grant Hackett never responded to you, right?
I suppose, yeah. Maybe it just would have been another one on the pile. I don't know. Maybe you want quantity, not quality.
Quality, yeah. Perhaps. Clearly your teacher didn't think that's
no,
the case.
No, sorry.
I remember do you ever remember, so it was a TV show called The Ferrells and one of the members.
Yeah, back in the days when Aussie television was just terrifying.
Absolutely. And they had this one character, Mixie, which was the pink rabbit. Which, awful name for a rabbit, like thinking on that now. Like,
well, it was quite an edgy, again, creepy program.
Yeah, yep. Naming a rabbit after the one disease. Yeah. But look, she ended up doing her own TV show, and I remember being online. She must have had a website, and you could write to Mixie.
Oh, yes.
And I wish I'd thought to bring it in because I don't even know what I wrote. I think I drew a picture or something. But she responded to me. It was a very generic letter. And I remember it rhymed. Like, the response was like, "Dear Brooke, I really like to dance and sing. Your lovely drawing made me grin," or something like that. It was this really cheesy poem. But yeah, I got a response from Mixie from the Ferrells of all things.
That is pretty legendary. I'm very impressed and jealous of you there.
I think I still have it at home somewhere. I'm going to have to find it. We've got Megan from Wakery on the line. Megan, good morning. What celebrity did you call?
So when I was a kid, my mum used to take me to all those like little concerts and like tours that the like children celebrities would do. And I met Charlie and was absolutely obsessed with her. And she was really obsessed with me. She pulled me up and made me get photos and stuff for their photographer.
I'm going to have to stop you there.
You're talking high five, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's next level.
Oh, that is next level. Okay. Brooke, very excited. Me, I'm still trying to register. What was it about Charlie that got you?
She was the coolest. Like, if you are a high five fan, you know.
Absolutely.
Anyway, years later, I was still obsessed with her and wrote her a letter. Never got a reply, which was Devo. But even further years later, I ended up meeting her husband and telling him that she never replied to my letter.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That is just fate over and over again, isn't it?
It's pretty crazy. Her husband now is like a he drives cars, like, competitively. What do you call it? Not motocross, but like motorsports driver.
Yeah, yeah, like a racer.
So, yeah, so I was at one of them. I was like, hey, really cool you're here, but also your wife.
Well, you should have got his details, his address, so you could write to the new address, maybe a bit more personal, sneak under the fan radar.
Look, Bob, I've let it go now.
You've moved
good.
On.
Okay.
I got to say, I am really jealous of you for this one. But look, great story nonetheless to tell for years to come. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, guys.